it was a game not to be missed. Unfortunately, many Argyle fans did. Stuck on the M6 after a junction was closed and an accident held up the official team supporters coach and more. But still around 700 made it to see Port Vale unbeaten at Vale Park this season. Third against fifth. It was a mouth-watering prospect. And Vale certainly put a fight to the game in the first part after Norris across for Mickey Evans and a header that glanced inches over the bar. But then Port Vale could have taken the lead. Steve McPhee missed an absolute sitter. Presented on a plate by misjudgment from the skipper Paul Watson. Only Luke McCormick was there to be beaten, but McPhee drew it wide. What a complexion the game would have had if Vale had taken the lead. But on 35 minutes, Marin O'Keefe gave just that to the Pilgrims. Norris swung a shot from the corner of the penalty area. It was held up by Mickey Evans as it lacked pace from 6 yards out. In a crowded area, he squared it to Marin O'Keefe, who made room from 6 yards to put Argyle 1 to the good. 3 minutes later, David Friel, a breakaway from Evans, the cross to Friel, who ghosted in completely unmarked to the right-hand side of the penalty area, and Argyle were beginning to coast. And, as against Tranmere 7 days earlier, the Pilgrims got a third on the stroke of half-time. A floated shot by Steve Adams after a neat layoff by Ian Stonebridge. 25 yards of precision and accuracy that gave Argyle all 3 points before we'd started the second half. And with that period only 2 minutes owed, Paul Watson delivered for the second week running a trademark free kick. 25 yards out, kept low, and once more Dean Delaney was crouching to pick the ball out. 5 minutes after that, Port Vale got on the board. It can only have been lack of concentration as McPhee ran through and received a throw-in, spun on the turn and shot past Luke McCormick, despairing as he stretched out a left hand. Vale did rally to their credit, but then the game was on beyond all credible doubt on 73 minutes. And what a breathtaking finish it was. But by this time, many Vale fans had already gone home for tea. David Friel, from nearly 30 yards, curled it first time to put the seal on a perfect Argyle performance. Canadian international Jason Bench with a header for his first touch, bulleted it in from Capaldi's cross. It was well saved, to his credit, by Delaney. 5,786 here today. Not all of them saw all of the goals, but it was a performance that once more was one to write home about. Plymouth Argyle going second in the table. It finished Port Vale 1, Plymouth Argyle 5.